Brian, thanks for joining us on the show, brother. It's good to have you on here.
Thanks for having us.
No worries, man. Well, the Black Dahlia Murder are coming back to Australia with Carcass next month for a massive tour. Australia and Black Dahlia have always been really tight, man. Like, we're old mates here. You know, you've been here so many times.
We've always loved coming there, and it's been too damn long. Mm. And obviously things are different, but we're still us, and we can't wait to get back and play for you guys.
We've missed you. We can't wait to see
you. We've missed you.
Ah, yeah. Well, man, you know, you've toured with Carcass before, you know, legendary band. How's it been hitting the road with them in the past, and what are you looking forward to about coming down here with them?
They're just really, I mean, obviously we're super fucking fans, you know, before we got our band going, you know, Carcass is out there being godfathers of shit.
Mm.
And so when we got to tour with them on that Decibel tour in the States some years back, it was nice meeting them and, like, you know, realizing they're pretty cool dudes, and it was fun touring with them. Jeff's pretty cheeky, as they say.
Yes.
So kind of like on a personal level, I'm super stoked to, like, be able to play with them. I want to see them again as someone that wants to hurt my neck. But also I'm interested to see what they do at the airport, because we're going to be, you know, traveling with them every day.
Really? Is that must be a weird thing, because you see a different side of people when they're tired at a fucking airport, you know, at 6 in the morning.
I just, well, you know what to expect out of anyone that's traveling all the time at that time of the day. But I want to see who likes Hudson's coffee, or who likes Hungry Jack's, you know. Like, I want to see what people gravitate towards.
Well, I know the Carcass boys are vegans, right? I know Jeff is, definitely. So I don't know. I don't think
Hungry Jack's doesn't have any vegan options.
Nah, it's all big old beef.
Fair enough.
I'm all for it, man. I don't know, but each to their own. But, you know, it's you can get the pancakes, I guess, that time of morning. It's always a good thing.
They got the vegan pancakes?
No, not vegan ones. I don't know. It's a really good.
If they are vegan, pancake might turn me.
Are you a vegan?
No, sir.
I set that one up nicely. Yeah.
I like the chicken sandwich from the Hungry Jack's.
Pretty good. Yeah, I love how you're calling it Hungry Jack's and not Burger King.
I know what's up.
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah,
I have not been to the Burger King of the continent,
mm,
or whoever holds the rights to that name. I'm sure it's a great place, but I've been to Hungry Jack's.
Yeah, it's Hungry Jack's, man. Yeah, and KFC down here is a, you know, it's a delicacy.
But, it's ready in time.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, the other band you're hitting the road with are good buddies of mine, Freedom of Fear. Have you heard those guys?
I actually haven't yet. The shame on me, but they rip it. What are they all about?
Man, they are, in my opinion, one of the best bands we have in this country. And not just that, just a bunch of really good guys and girls. Like, they're just really good people, but on stage they are fucking monsters, mate. So if you love stuff that's like
monsters on stage, how do you chalk up the sound?
Man, just symphonic, like kind of like Flesh God Apocalypse,
okay,
type thing. But they are just,
I'm all about that.
Oh man, check them out. Go check out Freedom of Fear. Like, I will tell anyone and everyone how amazing they are. And just not just that, you'll really like them as people as well. They're just cool cats.
Well, that's it's always reassuring to hear that you're going to spend time with good people. So thank you.
Gotta give a shout out to your pals, but who are doing good things, of course. You've also, looks like you got some time off between Brisbane and New Zealand. Now, are you going to be hanging about here on some adventures, or are you just going to go straight over and hang out with the hobbits?
If there's something cool around for us to do, and our lovely handlers don't mind driving or us or showing us around, yeah, we'll go check it out. But you said between Brisbane and New Zealand?
Yeah, I thought there was a couple of, look, man, I'm double checking myself this right now. Princess Theatre Brisbane, 7th of April. And then you've got New Zealand, Wellington, 10th of April. So maybe you're gonna, do the run over straight away. I mean, it's just over the throat. I
I have questions to ask people. All
don't
right.
know. Maybe they're taking you to
Honestly, it's going to be warmer than it is where I am here in Michigan. So I'm hoping a water park might be involved. Maybe
Maybe.
a Super Six slide.
Dude, I'm telling you, look, if you want to, and if you got the time, the Gold Coast is just south. All right. We will take you to White Water World or Wet n Wild or something. You can get on them slides and get amongst it. All right. So you'll probably
That
go.
does not sound like a bad proposition.
Not only that, beers and tacos. How about that? And karaoke. I'll put that on the table, brother.
Are you going to get the ball rolling with the karaoke? Are you going to be starting it?
I'll do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it.
It
See, you do it. I'll.
helps the group of people, get comfortable involved.
Yeah, I need a few beers first.
No one's trying to be the cops on you on that.
That's right. But hey, man, like when you're traveling all around like that and you've got a few days off, do you ever do maybe a pop-up show when you got, you slide a show in? Have you ever rocked up and just done a gig under a different name just for shits and giggles or anything like that?
Not really. No, I mean, we've done a pop-up show in the middle of a tour when there was a day off, but that was like a very long time ago. I would say like anywhere between like 2003 and 2005, there were instances where, like you're young then too, so it's like you're not trying to have a day off. It's like, can we play today? Oh, someone has a spot, you go run to it. But like, not much of that. It's just it's a different beast now.
Yes, I could definitely imagine it being. But by the looks of it, you've been going really hard over the last year touring and keeping the Black Dahlia fire burning in honor of Trevor. How's it been for you stepping into the role of front man and singing those songs every night and connecting with the fans?
It's for the most part a good thing, but I mean, emotionally, it's a mixed bag.
Hmm.
I'm up there singing, his words that he wrote and connecting people or with people like on that level that he did. It's awkward at times, and it's always in the mind, at the same time, like doing it, like it just felt like a natural thing that had to be done. And I asked the guys in the band, like, do we want to do this? Like, we've all spent everyone, that's in the band now is before we did this, had spent, at least 7 years in the band, so, and had been creative guys in the band. So it was like, this is us, like going forward, like we have to do this. It's just an awkward thing to do. And at the end of the day, and what we've seen from going out and doing a couple tours and playing the, people that know the band, it's been an amazing reception, and people have been really good to us. And all the shows on the tour, the two tours we've done since we've been back, have been kind of really just, there's something you could feel in the air, this just ethereal thing, like people enjoying the music and happy that we're there playing it, and we're happy that they're there listening to it. And it's, I don't know, we live in the world that we live in now as Black Dahlia players or fans, audience. There's comfort in the experience. So yeah, another big reason that we're just very excited to get back to playing in areas that we have not been able to yet, because we do miss all of it, all of you, everywhere. Would we have liked to in the aftermath of COVID fucking come back to you a different way? Absolutely, but we still have to come back and we're coming. So we'll be stoked to see you guys.
I've got to tell you, man, I've seen footage and you're fucking crushing it, brother. You are doing such a kick-ass job. I really, really think you're just doing amazing, dude. All my respect to you. You and the boys.
Thank you very much. And it's always going to be a work in progress, but I'm glad you're pleased with it.
Oh, man, I'm blown away. And you know what? If you don't mind, I know we're running out of time, but I just wanted to share something with you that obviously, you probably saw the name of the podcast and the website behind it is called Everblack. And it's for a very important reason. When I say,
Everblack Media.
yep,
You're
Everblack.
down with that album.
It's very important to me, incredibly important, because when I started doing this like years ago for my radio show, the first interview I ever did with someone who was a real asshole and my confidence was shot. But then after speaking to Trevor not long after, which was for Everblack, turned my confidence back around, man, and helped me keep going. And I owe so much to you and Trevor and the rest of the boys for that and being such a positive influence and force in my life, because I wouldn't have been doing this journey all these years later if it wasn't for you guys and Trevor. So I'm incredibly fucking grateful to that, you know, and you probably hear stories like that all the time from fans, you know, how you've had such a positive impact on people.
It's wild. And I've never been an expert on receiving that news, but I mean, I am very happy that you connect with it and like that it affected you that way and you feel that way. It's like to us, we started out like making music to have fun.
Yeah.
And then it snowballed into this whole thing, and it's wild to think about how people love what we really cared about making,
So if
still, even after all this time. So thank you so much for having or talking to me. And what city are you gonna be at?
Brisbane. Brisbane.
Brisbane. All
Yeah,
right,
man. Come on.
Brisbane.
Brisbane. We don't say that, and I've just said that weird. Now everyone's going to say it weird.
I'm probably gonna say Brisbane.
yeah, because everyone says Brisbane, so I've do it. Start a new thing, Brisbane.
How you guys doing tonight?
Yeah,
Brisbane.
do it, do it. That'll be our thing. But one last question before you go, man. Just want to know, new album on the way. You've been working with Mark Lewis, right? Has it got a title? We're gonna get some cool tie-ins with it, like the RPG. Like, what can we expect?
I can what you guys can expect is a product an assembly of songs written by or three songs of music written by me, three songs of music written by Ryan Knight, three songs of music written by Ellis, and it's very much a Black Dahlia Murder album. The voice you're going to be hearing is different. The guitar work you're going to be hearing is pretty leveled up. That's about all I can say right now. You guys will get an announcement on title and such probably in June, but it's almost done. We're all just like kind of going back and forth over mastering stuff, but it's mixed, recorded, and sounding pretty fucking cool, and we're proud of it, and we hope you guys will like it.
So fucking keen, dude. I'm so keen. When I read that the other day, I was like, oh man, I need it now, right now. So, but that's all right. I've got to be patient with everybody else. So I can't wait to hear what you guys have got cooking up. But in the meantime, brother, we're gonna have all the links down here in the show notes and on the website. Brian, mate, go forth, kick some ass, and I'll see you for a beer in Brisbane.
Brisbane,
Brisbane.
take care and have a wonderful night, and thanks for talking to me.